みなさんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Ace the JLPT, Japanese Language Proficiency Test, with JapanesePod101.com. Make sure you visit our site, where you'll find more JLPT material, including practice questions designed to prepare you for the real thing. You'll also find useful JLPT tips from fellow learners in our community forum. Visit JapanesePod101.com and get your free lifetime account now. Hi everyone, and welcome to Lesson 11 of the new JLPT M3 Prep Course. I'm Jessie, and I'm here in the studio joined by...
こんにちは、みなさん、ナオミです。Hi everyone, Naom here. 前回は、聴解の問題2を勉強しましたね。
In the last lesson, we covered question 2 of the listening comprehension section.
このレッスンでは、問題3を紹介します。
And in this lesson, we'll cover question 3 of the listening comprehension section. Now, this question 3 is one that only appears on levels N3 and above, right?
そうですね。この問題は、会話全体の意味を聞き取る問題なんです。
In question 3, you answer questions that ask for a summary of the listening question. To answer these questions, you should have a good idea of the situation presented in the audio. Okay, so let's take a look at the instructions. Naomi 先生、お願いします。
問題3では、問題用紙に何も印刷されていません。
In 問題3, nothing is printed in the question booklet.
まず、話を聞いてください。それから質問を聞いて正しい答えを1から4の中から1つ選んでください。
First, please listen to the conversation or speech. Then, listen to the question and the four answer choices. Choose the best answer from 1 to 4. So the important thing to note here is that the question is only presented once, and that's after the conversation.
そうなんですね。That's right.You need to focus on getting the general idea of the conversation or speech.
Right, you don't know what's going to be asked, so you must listen closely to everything.
この人は何をしたいのかなとか、この人は何を言おうとしているのかなとかを必ず考えながら聞いてください。
It helps to think about what the person wants to do or wants to say and concentrate on that while you listen.
I think that's what we usually do when we have a conversation with people every day.
Right, exactly. Okay, so now it's time to practice for 問題3. Since nothing is printed in the actual test booklet for these questions, you won't need your lesson notes to do these practice questions. You may want to keep them on hand, though, since they have the transcripts for the questions that you can refer to afterward. Okay, let's begin. Here's the first one.
1番
妻と夫が話しています。
はあ、ただいま。
おかえり。あら、降り始めたの？
ああ、参ったよ。天気予報が今日は一日中晴れて暖かくなるって言ってたから傘持っていかなかったんだよ。
えっ、
寒かったでしょう。お風呂に入ったら？
ああ、そうするよ。
私が帰ってきた時は曇っていたけど、まだ降ってはいなかったのよね。もう結構積もってる？
うん、外は真っ白だよ。
今、どんな天気ですか？
1、
晴れ。
2、
雨。
3、
雪。
4、
曇り。
Okay, Naomi 先生。First, can we hear the question itself one more time?
Sure. 今、どんな天気ですか? What is the weather like right now?
So the question is asking about the weather. And the answer choices are 1.
晴れ Sunny
2.
雨 Rainy
3.
雪 snowy
4.
曇り cloudy
Before we give you the answer, let's go through the question together.
Okay, the first hint to the answer is, when the wife says, あら、降り始めたの?
The verb 降る is used for both rain and snow, but since there's no subject here, we don't actually know which one she's talking about. So this could mean, has it started raining? Or has it started snowing?
If you're not careful enough, you might go ahead and choose 雨, rainy here.
Right, exactly. So the most important key phrase in this question is,
もう結構積もってる?
Is it piling up already?
And the husband's answer, うん、外は真っ白だよ。
Yes, it's pure white outside. Ah, I think we know the answer now.
そうでしょ? Yes, the answer is 3番。Choice 3. 雪 Snowy.
Yes, it's snowy. Those last two lines are the major clues.
そうですね。積もる is a verb that means to pile up. And it is used to describe the way snow piles up.
Right. And the last line, 外は真っ白. It's pure white outside. So now we know that the answer is 雪 snow.
Did you get the right answer?
Okay, let's do one more practice question. Now we'll do question 2.
2番
お父さんと男の子が話しています。
ねえ、お父さん。僕、公園に行きたいな。連れて行ってよ。
え?今、外暑いからダメだよ。
じゃあ、一緒にコンピューターゲームしようよ。このゲーム面白いんだよ。
お父さん、今から新聞読むんだ。また後でね。
あ、僕も本読もうかな。ねえ、お父さん、本を買ってよ。後でいいから、本屋さんに行こうよ。
お父さん、昨日のゴルフで疲れているんだよ。お母さんと行ってきなさい。
わかった。つまんないの。
男の子はどう思っていますか
?1
新聞を読みたいと思っている。
2
ゲームを買ってもらいたいと思っている。
3
お父さんはくだらない人だと思っている。
4
お父さんに遊んでほしいと思っている。
Okay, Naomi Sensei. First, can we hear the question itself one more time?
Sure. 男の子はどう思っていますか?
What is the boy thinking? Let's review the conversation. Basically, to sum it up, he's asking his dad to do lots of different things.
Right. そうですね。The boy said...公園に行きたいな。連れて行ってよ。
I want to go to the park. Can you take me?
He also said, 一緒にコンピューターゲームしようよ。
Let's play a computer game together.
And he said, 本を買ってよ。本屋さんに行こうよ。
Could you buy me a book? Let's go to the bookstore.
The boy uses let's a lot, doesn't he? That means he wants to do something with his father.Anything is fine with him.
Ah, so with that in mind, I think we have a good idea of what he's thinking. Let's review the answer choices. Choice 1.
新聞を読みたいと思っている。He wants to read the newspaper.
The father said he's going to read the newspaper, and the boy was interested in reading a book, so this is incorrect. And the next one, choice 2.
ゲームを買ってもらいたいと思っている。
He wants his father to buy him a computer game.
He actually said, 本を買って, buy me a book, so this is incorrect. And the next one, choice 3.
お父さんはくだらない人だと思っている。
The boy thinks his father is silly.
くだらない. There's a lot of ways to translate this in English. And when describing a person, it might be like ridiculous or absurd. This is a bit different from what he's thinking, though.
Yeah, right. The boy said, つまらないの。I'm bored, or it's not fun. But in this case, he's describing the situation, but not his father.
Right, so choice 3 is also incorrect.
なので、正解は4番です。
The correct answer is choice 4.
お父さんに遊んでほしいと思っている。
He wants his father to play with him.
He asks his father multiple times to play with him. So this is the correct answer.
皆さん、練習問題はどうでしたか?
How did you do on the practice questions?
You can find the full transcripts for the questions in the PDF. And there are even more practice questions in the bonus audio track, so don't miss them.
ボナストラックも聞いてくださいね。
Until next time, everyone.
じゃあまた。
Find the lesson notes and more JLPT lessons like this one at JapanesePod101.com. Also find useful JLPT practice questions, tips, tricks, and strategies. So head on over to JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now.